Go. Hello and
Recording in
welcome.
progress.
Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 hybrid in-person and virtual meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Sin Wang and I'm the Commission's Vice President. We will start with announcements.
We would like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format, with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 or using meeting ID 815-2057-7076. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count toward the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial star 9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you're asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting star 6. Please call from a quiet location. Speak clearly and slowly and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or a telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
All right, Director Weiland, why don't we do the roll call?
Okay. Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Commissioner Thomas.
Here.
Commissioner Poggio.
Here.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Here.
And excuse this evening is President Blyman and Commissioner Davis.
Okay, and next item on the agenda is agenda item number 2, general public comment. Are there any public comments for items not listed on the agenda?
There's none in the audience here in person. And there is none on Zoom.
Okay, seeing none, public comment is closed. Next item on the agenda is item number 3, approval of the minutes for the October 1st, 2024 Commission meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Seconded.
Any public comments on the minutes?
There are none, sorry.
Okay, should we take a vote on that?
Sure. Okay. Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
Yeah, go ahead. And Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Okay, great. And just note for the record that Commissioner Perez arrived at 5:44 p.m.
The meeting minutes have been approved. Next item on the agenda is agenda item number 4, report from the executive director.
This is hilarious. Normally I'm preparing during this time. Good evening, commissioners. Nice to see all of your faces. Happy fall, y'all. Just have a very brief update for everybody this evening. Just a reminder that next week is our annual retreat. So this is a commission and staff retreat. And we also invite Ben Van Houten and his new staff person, Kelly Varian, to attend on behalf of OEWD. This will be happening a week from today on October 22nd at 49 South Van Ness in room 1111. Make a wish, don't forget. We will see you there. You should come to our office first, which is on the 14th floor. We'll send you instructions by the end of this week. With that information, we'll meet there. We'll have a bite to eat. We ordered all of you some lovely lunch from Byright. And then we'll walk downstairs and we will begin the agenda at 1 p.m. We'll conclude no later than 5 p.m. And then there's an optional happy hour across the street afterward at the function. And our agenda is packed with some fun items, a lot of which are going to be helpful educational items for our three new commissioners who will be joining us. We'll be going over our mission, vision, and values for the office. I'll go over our goals for the next few years, any challenges coming our way. We'll have an update around community engagement coming from Deputy Director Azevedo, as well as from Dylan Rice. And then we will have a presentation around sound science and sound mitigation from Senior Inspector Zverina. And then we'll hear some updates from Ben Van Houten and Kelly Varian around downtown recovery and legislative items. And then we will also have an item just from commission leadership, and we'll be joined by our city attorney at that time. So really looking forward to that day with all of you. If you have any questions beforehand or after, we are here for you. This event is really for the commission, and it's a way to engage with all of the work that we do as staff. And aside from that, just a reminder that we will not be meeting at our first scheduled hearing in November. That happens to fall on election day, and we decided we would like to avoid that at all costs. So we will be seeing you in the middle of November, a month from now. And that's it. Any questions?
I just want to apologize. I'm going to miss the retreat because I already had scheduled a vacation that I cannot move during that time. But I'm going to miss you guys.
We will miss you. I'm glad you have been a commissioner for a long time. So a lot of this is, you know a lot of it. But we will send you all the slides and supplemental documents after. And thank you for bringing that up, actually, because those will all live on the Google Drive in perpetuity. So you can access those at any time. But we will miss you.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Executive Director. Are there any public comments on that report?
There is none in the audience and none on Zoom.
All right. Public comment is now closed. Next item on the agenda is agenda item number 5, report from the Senior Inspector.
Good evening, Commissioners. We have received 36 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on October 1st. I have just one update this evening, so please let me know if you have any questions. My only update tonight is about Deco Dance, located at 1160 Polk Street and holds a POE with our office. Inspector Young Rice responded to a complaint on October 12th at 11:19 p.m. The complaint described a window that was left open during entertainment. When he arrived, he observed that the door to the dance floor and the window above it were cracked open. He did note that the door to the venue and other windows were all closed. Inspector Young Rice spoke with the owner, who explained that patrons continually open the windows. And the owner instructed security to continue monitoring the door and window to make sure they were closed at all times. Deco Dance was then issued a notice of violation today on October 15th for violating the good neighbor policy number 7 by operating entertainment with windows open. And that is all for the report. If you have any questions.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any public comments on the report from the senior inspector?
There is none in the audience and none on Zoom.
All right, public comment is then closed. Next item on the agenda is item number 6, update on overdose prevention in nightlife campaign.
Good evening, commissioners. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes.
Great. Okay. Well, I wanted to be there in person tonight, but I am experiencing some congestion and I just didn't want to risk getting all of y'all sick. But I'm zooming in with a brief and exciting update to share with you. So last Tuesday, the White House recognized the Entertainment Commission's and the SF Department of Public Health's work to promote overdose prevention in the nightlife community. The White House Challenge to Save Lives from Overdose event, as it was called, was organized by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and was held at the White House Eisenhower Building. The ONDCP, for short, convened leaders from different sectors and communities from around the country that are committed to address the opioid overdose crisis. The White House Challenge Initiative was launched this past spring and is a nationwide call to action to stakeholders across all sectors to increase access to and trainings with life-saving naloxone. To represent this work, I spoke on a panel with other entertainment and hospitality leaders, including Major League Baseball, Washington, D.C.'s Restaurant Association, and the Pillars in Harlem. I shared our story of our strong partnership with DPH and how we are mobilizing the drag and nightlife community to raise awareness about fentanyl overdose risks and to increase access to naloxone and training at nightlife spaces. I shared our campaign's successes over the last 2 years, including reaching over 1,300 people with trainings and distributing almost 400 doses of naloxone at the drag shows. I also brought along one of our drag artist ambassadors, Kachina Rood, to shine a light on the great work she is doing at her drag shows to advocate for the use of naloxone. So just her visibility there in the room was a big hit. And personally, I think kept us on brand as San Francisco being the city that knows how to bring a party. In terms of the next steps, the EC and DPH have pledged our commitment to expanding the campaign's reach next year and reaching more patrons and workers with access and training. And we want to reprise this work next summer and have it coincide again with Overdose Awareness Month in August. So I just want to thank Director Weiland for her tremendous support and to Commissioner Thomas and to Eileen Loughran at DPH for their partnership and guidance. This just wouldn't have happened without your, you know, early support and vision. You'll see in your folder some of the photos from the event fact sheet, and a link to watch the event on YouTube, as well as where you can watch it because it's an hour and plus length. And we've also promoted this on our social media channels, and we'll be highlighting this recognition in our next EC newsletter. Let me know if you have any questions. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dylan, for representing us and for the readout, and congrats to the whole team. Well-deserved. Are there any public comments on the update on overdose prevention in nightlife?
I just want to, not public comment, but commissioner comment, just to say thank you, Dylan. I'm so glad that you and Kachina were able to be there, and sorry I wasn't able to join you all. And just, yeah, thank you for representing.
My pleasure. It was a complete honor. Thank you.
Any other comments, commissioners or public?
Not seeing any in the audience, and there is none on Zoom.
All right. That item is closed then. Moving on to agenda item number 7, hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission.
Good evening. Oh,
I'll go for it. Okay. Good evening, commissioners. Thanks, Vice President Wang. All right. So we have three mechanical amusement device permits on our consent agenda this evening. These are for three different Kittleton locations, which is a claw machine business. There are three of them. There was no opposition from any of their respective police districts, and the staff recommendation is to approve the consent agenda with the staff recommendations below.
All right. Commissioners, any comments or questions here?
I move approval of the consent calendar with staff recommendations.
Second.
I think we have to first take some public comment.
All right.
Just to check if we have any public comments on the permit applications.
Consent agenda, no public comment in the audience, and none on Zoom.
All right, then back to the motions. We don't have to remake them, do we?
Nope.
Okay.
I have it for the first as Commissioner Thomas and second as Commissioner Perez.
Perfect.
Got it. Let's take roll call. So Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
All right.
All right, the permit applications are conditionally granted, and the applicant can follow up with Deputy Director Azevedo for next steps. Deputy Director, please introduce the first permit application on the regular agenda.
Apparently. All right, the first permit on our regular agenda is for a limited live performance permit that includes outdoor amplified sound in the rear patio for Howells, located at 2373 Chestnut Street. Howells is a wine bar, and they are seeking the ability to host indoor entertainment such as DJs, vocalists, and small bands daily until 10 p.m., which is the end time for entertainment in their zoning district. Additionally, this application includes outdoor amplified sound in the rear patio daily between 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., not to exceed 7 hours per day. The owner conducted thorough neighborhood outreach and notified everyone in their vicinity with an outreach letter. In your file, you'll also see 5 letters of support for the application, 3 of which are from adjacent neighbors. Senior Inspector Zavrina has already set a sound limit for the space, which is reflected in the conditions and below, and there were no concerns from SFPD Central Station. Here to speak with you tonight is the owner, Nate Welch.
He has a presentation for the computer.
Okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So I'm going to put a little PDF up.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll switch it over.
Okay, go ahead and switch it over. So this is just a quick write-up about who we are. So we're located on Chestnut Street in the Marina District between Scott and DeViz. We're a restaurant with a 41 license, so just beer and wine. 49-person capacity, so not too big. Myself, I have 2 kids here at the Marina Middle School. I'm also the PTSA president. My partner, Samit Mehta, lives in the Marina, and he has 2 kids here in San Francisco. So we have a vested interest in the community. Thanks. And then we are, we're just looking to have some occasional live music on our mezzanine and a single Bluetooth speaker in our backyard. And that's pretty much it. I'll show some pictures of what we're thinking in terms of, this is a picture of our bar here. And if you look at the upstairs mezzanine area, that is where we would have either a DJ or perhaps a trio or like a guitarist or something like that. This is our backyard, so we would have a single Bluetooth speaker obviously facing the patrons and not out behind us to our neighbors. So that's a basic summary of what we want to do.
Yeah, just to reiterate a little bit about Howells, which is at 2373 Chestnut Street, something magical is happening down there. You have across the street, you have Coswell's, which has an LLP. You have Risto Bar on the corner of 2300 block of Chestnut. And Scott, they have an LLP. On Howell Street side of the street, if you go down to the 2200 block, you have Dahlia's and you have Campus, both of which already have been pre-approved for outdoor patio. The good thing about Nate Welch is he went and talked to his neighbors in the backyard. And one of the letters of support is from the a neighbor directly behind him, and then there's some condos, and we also got a letter from one of those people. So I really think this is a really nice opportunity, and the music will be positioned on top of the mezzanine in the interior, and he's restricted to 10 o'clock. So this is a good owner, a good operator. The community knows what they're getting, and we think this is a great enhancement. One other thing I want to mention, sometimes San Francisco, you hear, oh, it's an expensive, you have this, you have that, fees that we charge. Nate's not charging a cover for the musician, for any entry in. So people get an opportunity to have a nice glass of wine, some sustenance, and the music is going to be free to the public. So having that out, it's a San Francisco experience. We're open for any questions.
All right, commissioners.
Hello, Nate. Hello. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm so glad to hear that you're providing free music to San Francisco. It'll be a great experience. I'd love to be able to check that out one of these days. I'm also happy to see you have three letters of support from your neighbors. I was just wondering, did you encounter any other concerns from other neighbors when you did your outreach?
No, we didn't encounter any opposition or any negative thoughts or anything like that.
Okay. Just in case there are any complaints in the future, hopefully there won't be.
Yeah.
What will be your policy to address those in real time?
Well, we'll just definitely follow the good neighbor policy. Also, we're not going to be doing it too often. Like, our initial plan is maybe once a month. And you know, really, we just want to have that flexibility. If something pops up and we have the opportunity to have a musician come in, we want to be able to entertain that idea.
Sure, and Nate will provide his cell phone in real time and also a manager. If anybody has an issue, we want to deal with it right away in real time.
All right, thank you.
All right, any other commissioner comments or questions? No? Any public comments on this permit application?
You can sit down. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I am not seeing any. No. None on Zoom.
Okay. In that case, do we have a motion to approve the permit?
I'd like to make a motion to approve with staff's recommendations.
Second.
Okay, great. Let's take a vote. Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
All right, your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with our staff for next steps.
All right, the final permit on our regular agenda is for a place of entertainment permit for Soundtrack, located at 3192 16th Street.
I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay. Vice President Wong's going to recuse herself.
Oh, just for the record, Vice President Wong will be recusing herself for this item.
Who will be in charge of the...
Yeah, actually, yes.
There we go.
Thank you. I'm glad we worked that out.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about Soundtrack, located at 3192 16th Street, which was formerly the location of the business Double Dutch, which held a POE permit with our office for many years prior to closing during the pandemic. The new owners, Dave and Kimberly Competente, have taken over the bar and are now seeking a POE permit so they can host live entertainment such as DJs, comedy, karaoke, and drag shows. For outreach, the owners used a mailing service and sent an outreach letter to all the residential and commercial neighbors alerting them of the POE permit application. There was no opposition for the permit. Senior Inspector Zavrina will be setting an internal sound limit in accordance with Municipal Police Code Article 29 once the owners have the sound system ready, and SFPD Mission Station had no added conditions. Here to speak with you tonight are Dave and Kimberly.
Hello. Thank you for having us, commissioners. I just need 1 minute to get my slides ready, if that's okay.
Of course.
You make it full screen. Sorry, I'm not familiar with Gmail. I just need to make it full screen.
There should be a slideshow.
Oh.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready. Thank you for waiting.
Great, thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kimberly. Thank you for having us.
Hi, I'm Dave.
So we are going to be opening up Soundtrack on 16th Street. We really enjoy the neighborhood on this side of town. The merchants are very nice. The people that in the community are just very supportive of the businesses in the area. And the concept behind Soundtrack is music and vibe and energy, retro. You know, Dave and I really enjoy, we love listening to current music, but surprisingly, we actually listen to a lot of old music or old souls. And so we're like, okay, what about this concept, more retro? And so we thought that Soundtrack would be kind of a fitting concept. We wanted to have fun with this location. And I'll have Dave kind of talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so, you know, we're down the block at Skylark. So we're very familiar with the area. We started with, you know, talking to our neighbors down there and letting them know that, hey, we're moving up the block. And, you know, growing up in the city, I feel like a lot of people, when they went to the Mission, they would bounce back and forth between Skylark and Double Dutch. And so when Double Dutch came up, we were just like, oh, this just makes sense. We wanted to kind of like throw a nod back to the theme of Double Dutch. Like, you know, they had the boombox walls and all that kind of cool stuff. And so, we just kind of wanted to put like our own take on like a music themed place. We plan to be like, well, we're going to try to open 7 days a week, and have entertainment at nighttime and, you know, have live DJs, comedy, trivia nights and stuff like that.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. You can have a seat, and we will... Yes, exactly. Go ahead. Oh, sorry. I'm out of order. Yes. Commissioner, questions?
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I love your energy. Thank you for stepping up and taking a chance in San Francisco, especially Guerrero Street, right?
Yes, it's Ethan Guerrero.
So thank you for investing in San Francisco. So you said old music, kind of like, that's kind of my music. Is it like not 80s old music?
More like nostalgic.
Right, is it 80s? Are you going to have 80s music?
We are, with the kind of music that we will be playing will be probably similar to like current music that we're playing now. But the inspo for this place is inspired by the nostalgic like music that we've listened to growing up. I actually learned how to read on karaoke listening to nostalgic songs. And so this was kind of meaningful in that way. That's pretty much it.
All right. Looking at the list of entertainment you mentioned, it says DJ, karaoke. So it's not like, there aren't going to be any live performances per se then? Or is that going to be in the future?
Well, like a part of like the theme that we're like nodding back to like music is going to be like of like reel to reel players, a bunch of turntables and stuff like that. We're talking about doing like vinyl nights. But as far as like bands and stuff go, I don't think it's really set up for that. I don't want to rule it out that we'll never do bands or anything like that. I think it would be cool, but we don't have any plans at this moment for it.
Okay. Will you be inviting like special guest DJs to come out and spin or
what? For sure. We're definitely going to have a lot of the DJs roll through there on Fridays and Saturdays and stuff.
All right. Welcome. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
And looking forward to checking out your place.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Any other questions?
Just to piggyback off what Al says, very proud of you guys. I think I've seen Dave for the last 10 years grow as a DJ promoter and operations. And this is great for San Francisco. This is great for the Bay Area. So thank you. On behalf of all of us here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions or comments from commissioners? All right, thank you. Now you can sit down.
Thank you.
Any discussion? No. Any motions?
I think we have to take public comment.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was unprepared for this role, as you can tell. Is there any public comment on this item?
I see none.
All right. If none, then public comment is now closed. Do we have a motion to approve the permit?
I would like to make a motion to approve this permit with staff recommendations.
I second.
Great. We've got a motion and a second. Could we have a vote, please?
Right. Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Thomas?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
And just noting for the record that Commissioner Wong recused herself.
All right. Thank you. Your permit application is conditionally granted. Please follow up with Deputy Director Acevedo for next steps. And the next item on the agenda is agenda item number 8, commissioner comments and questions. And Commissioner Wang, would someone like to go? Commissioner Wang, or is Commissioner Wang?
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, we're now on agenda item number 8, commissioner comments and questions. Anything from our commissioners?
I'm not a commissioner, but I did think when I saw the photos of Howell's that it would be a great bar for like an adult wizard to go to. So I will definitely be going.
Yeah, the bar build out looks cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I missed our pivot to adult wizardry.
we're still here, Sin. You can make comments on adult wizardry.
Yep.
We're at agenda item number 8, commissioner comments and questions, and I will return the meeting to Vice President Wang.
Does anyone have any more comments and questions? Or are we good to wrap up?
Wow.
Okay, 6 p.m., 6:11 p.m.
Long one today.
Tight ship.
I do think we have to do public comment on item 8.
Oh, okay. Yep. Any public comments on item 8?
There is none.
Seeing none, public comment is closed, and this meeting is adjourned, 6:11 p.m. Thanks all.
Then got to do more of these.
What did you say?
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.